back. Good morning. 44 right now. A little bit of sunshine sticking with us. How long? I don't know. Uncle Mick is telling us kind of a cloudy thing going on today. Well, it is Thursday, and as always, we get our talk round on Thursday going with our favorite historian, who always laughs every time I call her that, Janet Gageland. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Well, there's nobody else doing this kind of investigative reporting, so you are definitely our favorite historian.
It's just, it's so much fun discovering things.
Digging because, around, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, why? It's like a hobby, I guess.
So I got to ask, how long does it, I mean, when, once you leave here, like today, how long does it take you to come up with next Thursday? How much time do you spend on this?
For an idea, you mean?
Yeah.
It depends. Sometimes it just hits me, and sometimes I'm like, ooh, I gotta think of something, you know.
Do you ever go and just dig to see what you'll come up with?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, again, we're concentrating on 1925.
Yes,
so,
back to 25.
You know, that gives me a little bit of an area to search. So
the snacks and the candy you brought us didn't last long
last week.
No, I took it down to the front office table down there, and away it went. So, yeah, definitely thank you for that,
by
the way.
Oh, sure, of course.
Yes. So what is our topic today? What are we talking about?
Well, we have to do a few more in the area of snacks.
Okay, let's do it.
Well, okay, so we had, in 1925, we had the beech nut fruit drops. They were in a roll like lifesavers.
Okay.
And it was a hard shell. And inside the hard shell was a liquid, like it would taste maybe like strawberry or cherry or lime.
Okay.
But they didn't have a hole in them. You know, they sold for a while. It wasn't really, you know, a big seller, but it was around for quite a while. It was just that it was something different.
And that's beech nut.
Yes.
Okay.
And of course, that wasn't chocolate. That wasn't, you know, so it was a way different, to, you know, kind of a snack to have.
Right.
But it could fit in your pocket like roll up or like Lifesavers did in the roll. Then there was one called the Red Hot Dollars.
Red Hot Dollars.
Red Hot Dollars. I never had heard of them
not
before.
Not familiar, no.
No, not at all. But the Red Hot Dollars were, believe it or not, they were like a gummy. So it was our first experience for us that I can remember of, you know, the gummy things, you know.
Yeah.
And they always had that red diamond on their packaging, and they were made by the Hyde Company.
High quality candy, it says here.
Yeah. Yeah, they were in the shape of a dollar. You know?
Okay.
And, but they weren't red hot in the sense of a flavor. They were red hot because it was a red hot idea. So they named them Red Hot Dollars.
That's marketing 101.
Yeah, and after a while, they got sold out to Hershey's and a few other candy companies after that, and eventually they got to a cinnamon flavored one.
All right,
that was a big deal. So my greatest surprise in the way of snacks and candy bars and stuff was this one that was made in Milwaukee. And I would type in, you know, like candy bar, candy, whatever. Finally, I got one to come up in 1925, and they were, like I said, from Milwaukee. And this is the candy bar is the
Leapin' Lina. Leapin' Lina. I've never heard of these.
I know. But they were hugely favorites of many people for a long time. And again, one of those candy companies that was local.
Mm-hmm.
And they eventually sold out. So they're not made anymore.
Leapin' Linas were only 10 cents a bar, too, by the way.
Yeah, sometimes they were even 5 cents.
Wow.
I think that the ingredients that made it popular was there was no other candy bar that had a cherry in it.
Okay.
So that was part. It was like a chocolate-covered cherry in a candy bar.
Which I love, yeah.
So I think that was their big seller. More than that.
I love the name.
Yeah, I know. So that's what made me like, oh, wow, how did they get that name?
Leapin' Lina,
you know. Not only did they have, you know, a very unique candy bar, but they also had a cartoon that went with it, like Bazooka Joe, you know, that has that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like inside the bar, you'd have a comic strip.
Right, and this was around the outside of the wrapper.
Okay.
And it was called The Adventures of Leaping Lena.
It just gets better.
I mean, this is so good, you know. So how did it get its name? Well, I'm thinking, here, let me give you a copy of the the actual.
Well, that's the whole thing, yeah.
Yeah, so now you can see the cartoon at the bottom.
She looks like Alina.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. She's not leaping, though.
Nope. So how did he get his name? Well, there's a lot of different theories out there.
Yeah.
Leaping Lena was the name of a toy. It was a toy car, and it came apart, and so the front end would go down, and then it would leap when you pushed it, so it would jump.
The Leaping Lena, that's how it started.
Well, maybe.
Okay. But one theory.
One theory. Another theory is that there was a horse by that name, and it was fairly popular, so mm-hmm. they named it the Leaping Lena. The other one is that there was a book called The Adventures of Leaping Lena, and it was a family, you know, it was a fictional book,
yeah.
But they had a pull-behind camper-like thing, and can you imagine in 1925 on a road trip? They went for 5 months, and every time they stopped, the father of the family, because it was a family deal, he would sit on the bumper and write about the adventures of that day.
What a great story. I love it.
And so they called the camper-type thing that they were pulling the Leaping Lena. So that was another way that
is all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you have to go to the Ole and Lena.
Ole and Lena, right.
Because if you read the cartoon at the bottom of there, can you see it very well?
I got to put on my glasses here. All right. Got to see what is going on. No, I can't. Even with my glasses, I can't. My apologies.
It has something to do with this fellow looking. Have you seen my Lena? And he's like, the fellow he's talking to is like, no, well, I saw her like a day or so ago. And so it's like, I'm not really sure it was your Lena, but there was a Lena.
It just gets better by the minute.
I know.
I love this.
I was shocked when I found this.
Yeah.
It was very much, it was a lot of fun.
And this was out of Wisconsin, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The Bonita Candy Company out of Wisconsin. Right around the Milwaukee area, I think.
Make your mouth water. Just wait till you taste it.
Yes.
On sale everywhere.
And it was the only one that was in our newspaper that was actually advertising for a candy bar. I found no other advertisements for any candy bar that we talked about last week. And then all of a sudden, here we have the Leaping Lena. And I'm like, if the name doesn't sell you the product, you know.
That'll get you right there. I've never heard of this.
No.
And it, and like you said, it was around everywhere.
Yes, because it was regional. Mm-hmm. It was local. Yeah. And it was good. You know,
incredible.
A lot of the comments that I have read, you know, people had written in to the Candy Museum site that it was a favorite, and they even saved the wrapper. My grandma saved the wrapper, and it was in her scrapbook, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, so. It sounds delicious. Like red cherries, mm-hmm. creamy malted milk caramel,
yep.
light fluffy marshmallow, delicious coating of rich milk chocolate. Oh, mm-hmm. man.
No wonder Hershey's bought it, huh?
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Good stuff. The Leaping Lena.
Yeah.
So now we know.
We knew.
Okay.
We know the rest of the story. Sometimes the wrappers that they used actually had a horse and a rider.
Okay.
And leaping.
Leaping Lena, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Later on, the CIA, the FBI, they used it in some of their covert operations, too. So
Leaping Lena.
There was a story of a pigeon that was called Leaping Lena that flew in World War II. So who knows?
Oh, man. I love this.
Yeah.
This is the kind of stuff, like you say, when you just go digging, this is the kind of stuff you find.
And it was so much fun.
And it goes back to 1925. I'm loving that.
Yep, yep.
So what's next week? You got any ideas?
I kind of do. I know the museum is opening on the 22nd.
Okay.
And so I'll be checking with them to see what's new.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe I'll be reporting about the museum and what's coming up for them for activities.
Okay.
So.
Looking back through history with Janet Gay. I love this segment, by the way. Have I told you that in the last 5 minutes?
Yeah.
A lot of other people do, too. Love these stories, so you know, just keep them coming.
It's just so much fun to be here.
Absolutely. Well, we're grateful to have you here, Janet Gageland, talking Wahpeton history. Folks, you missed any of this conversation, you're probably going to want to listen to it again. It'll be available in podcast. That'll be up on our website early this afternoon. It's 8:17 here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
No one woke up this morning and thought,
I want to go Hagel.
At Quality Toyota, we don't do that. Our bottom line pricing means you get our best price the first time, every time. You'll even have that price before you talk to anyone, because that price is listed online at qualitytoyota.net and in the window of every vehicle. Simple, easy, stress-free. That's the quality difference. Quality Toyota, West Lincoln Avenue in Fergus Falls.